K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you guys?
We're pretty good.
Good. Yeah, no complaints.
Yeah, what can we do for you this fine day, Jordan?
Well, I wanted to do one of those second date things.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, talk to Nancy and Fry. What's up?
Well, the other day, I met this girl, and she was really awesome. We met at this bar down on Brown Street.
Uh-oh.
And we were, I know, but she wasn't like a bar girl like normal.
Not a UD student. Like, okay.
She's a good girl. And she's really cool. And I can't even believe it worked because I was drinking a little bit. So I had one of my friends, they kept telling me to talk to her, but I didn't want to because I was too embarrassed. So I had one of them go and ask her out for me. I know, it's like fifth grade or something.
Check yes or no.
She said yes. So we did. We went out on a date a few days later at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yum.
Yes.
And we had a really good time. And, like, I thought she really liked me. Now she's not returning any of my calls. I've thought maybe she might be at work, so I called her. I've called her in the morning. Like, I woke up early one day just to call her to make sure, like, she wasn't at work. She didn't answer, and then she doesn't answer if I call during the day, and she doesn't answer if I call at night. And we're Facebook friends, so, like, I can tell, like, when she's, like, not working, too. So I've been commenting on her Facebook wall. I like all her statuses and stuff.
You sound like Fry.
I know.
And, like, occasionally she might say something about one of my comments. Like, I commented on this picture that her mom put on her wall of her when she was little. Like, I commented that it was cute, and she said thanks. So, I mean, I know she knows that I'm there, and, like, we had a really good time, but I just can't figure out what's going on.
Well, we can help out or attempt to,
yeah,
right, Fry?
We try at least. All right, Jordan, what's her name?
Michaela.
Okay, well, you hold on the phone here for us for a second. We'll get her phone number off the air. We'll give her a ring, and if she answers, we'll connect you guys hopefully in about 10 minutes.
Perfect.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Jordan, where'd you guys go on Brown Street?
We went to the Field House.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They have them fishbowl drinks.
I love those.
No wonder you were having fun.
I had, like, two of those.
Oh, my God.
All right. Sorry to interrupt you guys, but we got it ringing.
Hello.
Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
Hi. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from the Breakfast Club on K99.1 FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're really good. Are you busy?
No. What's up?
Okay. Well, you're on the air with us right now. We have a question for you.
Okay.
Michaela, we just want to know, we spoke with somebody named Jordan. Said you guys went out, maybe had a pretty good time. Guess got to meet up down in Brown Street. He's laughing already. Oh. So he was wondering why he hadn't heard from you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, goodness.
We try to help people out, and he sounds like a nice guy. We thought we'd see what's up.
Yeah, he sounds like a nice guy.
Oh!
No, he's, I don't know. I don't really know what to make of the situation, to be honest. We met at a bar. We were out at the Field House, and we were with a bunch of friends. We're all UD grads, so we were just having, like, sort of a back-to-school alumni, like, drink fest and whatever. And, I don't know. I thought he was really cute. I saw him, and I was like, oh, he, you know, looks cute, whatever. I told some of my girlfriends that I thought he was cute, and started talking to him, and really easy conversation. He was super nice, has a good job. But he was, like, drinking, and he had asked one of his friends to ask me out to go to dinner, and so I was like, yeah, totally. And so then he took me to the Cheesecake Factory, and we had a really nice dinner. Everything was going really well. And then, like, out of the blue, he says that he wants to be married within a year. And I was like, okay, not really first date conversation.
Wow.
Fine, whatever.
Kind of random.
I mean, I honestly, like, at first I was like, well, that's kind of nice. Like, he's definitely into monogamy, and he's, like, a, you know, one-woman kind of guy. And, you know, that's always nice to hear. But at the same time, I was a little creeped out, to be honest. But anyway. anyway, so then he invited me back to his house, and we watched a movie, and we were just, like, kind of, you know, hanging out, and he asked me if he could kiss me, which I was like, why don't you just do it? Like, I, like, fine, whatever, he wanted to ask permission. But the way he did it was not like, hey, can I kiss you? It was like, can Jordan kiss you? And I'm like, why are you talking in the third person, first of all? And then he was, like, talking in this sort of weird baby voice. I don't
know what you call
it. He was talking like a kid. Oh, and he was, like, we started making out, and, like, he was a good kisser and everything, but, like, he kind of ruined it because he kept being, like, can I give you a back wob? And I'm like,
Elmer Fudd?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I guess. So, I don't know. It was just weird. Like, I don't want to be making out with a five-year-old.
Ew.
Like, that's disgusting.
Excuse me.
All right, there we go. Hold on just a second, both of you guys, just so you know, Michaela, actually, Jordan, he's been listening in the whole time, so he's actually on the phone with us.
Yeah, that's how it works.
So. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Michaela, why would you embarrass me like that and reveal intimate details of our date?
I'm sorry. I thought it was weird. I think you're really sweet, Jordan. Like, what? We had a really good time. Like, I'm not saying you're a bad guy. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was weird. Like, I don't understand where the baby talk comes from. Like, did someone say that was okay somewhere? Like, anytime? I don't know. It's not okay. Like, it's weird. Well,
I mean, it worked the first time when I said, can Jordan give you a kiss? And you let me, so I thought you liked it. Who doesn't like babies?
Well, you don't want to make out with babies. Ew.
No, that's so weird. You have to understand, like, it just comes across as weird. Like, I don't know if you get that, but, like, I don't want to be making out with a child. Like, I am an adult, and I would like to be with another grown adult. Like, this is not the playground. Like, you have to cut that out. Like, it was just weird.
I'm pretty sure that Jordan is not a child. I think we both can realize that. Child can't drink.
What's with the talking in third person? What? Like, who does that? Like, this is what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. I don't know if you're being serious right now or if you're just joking with me, but, like, it's just weird. I'm being serious.
I like you. I like you a lot, and I wanted to go out on another date, and I called you, but no, you wouldn't answer, Jordan. So, you know, it's just...
No, Jordan, I would not answer you. No, you are right. Michaela would not answer
you. Oh, my God!
There it is.
Here we go.
All right, Jordan, I got to ask you, what else did you say to her, like, in baby talk? Was it just a kiss, or were you going on and on about more things?
I think at one point I said, can Jordan rub your back? Like, give her a back rub, you know?
Yeah, and what else?
Uh-oh.
At the end of the date, I said, can Jordan have a good night kiss? And I got a good night kiss, so I guess it works.
It only worked because I wanted to get out of there.
Oh, yeah.
You were walking me into my car, and I was, like, done for the night. And then you asked me again, and it wasn't, like, okay, it was the weirdest thing. He's like, can Jordan have a kissy, wussy, missy?
Oh!
What is that about? So, whatever, I kissed him. I mean, Jordan, you're not a bad kisser. Like, it's not an issue in that department. It's just the whole talking thing. Just keep your mouth shut and it'll be fine.
Have you done this before, Jordan? Is this your M.O.?
The baby talk?
Yeah.
Yes. Girls like that.
I don't know, Jordan. I think some girls lied to you.
I dated a girl for, like, 4 months, and she liked it.
Okay, well, it's just not my thing.
Michaela, you're a hater.
I can't even keep a straight face. Like, it's just weird.
Well, how about this? Bottom line, if you agree to talk like a grown-up, Jordan, we'll send you guys back out on a second date, and it'll be on us.
Limo, food, everything's paid for. We got it.
Yeah.
Jordan likes limo.
He sounds like Elmo.
I don't...
Michaela?
Yeah.
Well?
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
Michaela, you know what? You are a hater and a herder. You destroy lives. You're a life destroyer, and you've ruined my life.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. Jordan, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be mean. I'm just kind of...
I don't want to date ever again because I could end up meeting a girl like you and getting her.
Get out of his sandbox now.
Somebody's diaper's full.
That's right.
Does Jordan want to clean that sweetness?
You're rude. You're so rude.
Jordan Warden.
I'm over it.
Okay, guys. Well,
better.
I hope you don't run.
He doesn't deserve me.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck to her.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.